We greet you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
We are very honored to be among you this morning, just for one purpose, for the word of God to be preached, so that the bride of Jesus Christ in the end time now be prepared. This is our daily bread, to eat from the hidden manna that had been revealed in this end time. As the woman said to Elijah, I think of in 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 24. We may just read a few verses, and then I will let my brother Frank preach. In the 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 24, and the woman say to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of God of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. The word of God in the mouth of a man of God must be the truth, and only we can be sanctified in the truth of the word of God. This is why we are here today, to hear the testimony of Jesus Christ, which is the spirit of the prophecy. May God bless all of us and pay attention to what will be said today, so that when the Lord returns, we shall be all ready and meet with him in the air. May God bless you all in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Brother Miro, come say
a few words.
Yes.
I also greet you in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And it is again a great privilege to be here. It is always a great time under the Word of God. And we know where the Word of God in truth is being preached, the Spirit of God is present to reveal the truth to all of us.
Amen.
And prepare us to actually do what the Word of God was sent for.
Yes.
And the Word of God in this generation has been sent to prepare the bride for the bridegroom.
Amen.
So we are now gathered at this place to hear the Word of God, to be led in all the truth, and be ready when our heavenly bridegroom comes, and this time is very soon. May God bless you all. I am very happy to see Bride of Christ in this city. May God bless you richly. Do you have a microphone stand? Brother, I will hold it for you if that's the only problem. It doesn't fit because this is straight and this is, you know, big. But I can hold it for you, brother, no problem.
Yeah. We will just ask now our brother Dorfer just to come and say, God bless you. Come and say, God bless you.
God bless you all. I'm thankful that I stay here and see you, brothers and sisters. God bless you very much.
Yes, amen. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Bless this service. Speak to our hearts. Grant divine revelation. Dear Lord, we commit all things to you. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Just in a few minutes, the taxi will be here again. and we have to go back to Manila and back to the airport. But you can continue your service and give testimonies of what God has done. Our ministry is divinely ordained. And we have to know that all things in the kingdom of God happen according to the word of God. And as our brother read from 1 Kings 17, these words were said, "The word of God is true in your mouth." Beloved, I'm not judging, but we do have 349 different denominations in Christianity. 349. And everybody in every church, every denomination have their own teachings, their own tradition. But the Lord said, "I will build my church." Not a church, not many churches. I will build my church. And now we are living very near to the return of Christ. In John chapter 14, our Lord made the promise, "I go to prepare the place. Then I will return and take you to be where I am." 2,000 years have come and gone. And since the time of Reformation, 500 years ago, there was revival after revival. After the Lutheran revival, Methodist revival, Baptist revival, Mennonite revival, many men of God lived in the past century preaching and coming closer and closer to the Bible pattern. Then over 100 years ago, there was a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit all over the world, not only in Los Angeles at Azusa Street, but in China, in Europe, in Germany, everywhere. In 1906, 1907, 1908, 1909, everywhere, in the supernatural way, the Holy Spirit was moving and people were baptized in the Holy Spirit. But here is a big problem. Many Lutherans and Baptists, and many were baptized in that revival in the Holy Spirit, but they remained in the old traditional teachings, like in the Trinity teaching, in the Trinity baptism, having their traditional teachings. But then, after World War II, in 1946, the angel of the Lord came to Brother Branham. He was sitting, having the Bible on his lap, and was reading, and suddenly a supernatural light entered the room, and the angel of the Lord stepped down in that light and Brother Branham jumped up, and the angel said, "Don't fear. I'm sent from the presence of Almighty God to give you your commission." And then, of course, we know that William Branham received the commission as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, the message, the real Bible message is given to you, and it will forerun the second coming of Christ. So we must leave all the revivals behind us, and we must know what God promised for the day we're living in. We must have part in what God is doing right now. Coming away from all traditions, like the Word of God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, "Ye my people, come out from among them and be ye separate, says the Lord, and you will be called my sons and my daughters." Not just Christians, everybody is a Christian. Like Germany is a Christian nation. And today, all of Europe celebrates Pentecost. This is the day where in Germany, nobody goes to work tomorrow. 2 days of celebration because of the day of Pentecost. But nobody has the experience of Pentecost. Just religion, religion. So, beloved brothers and sisters, the time has come to be serious. The time has come to recognize the promised word of God for this day. If you go back to the beginning of the New Testament, in the Old Testament, we have all the promises that would take place in the plan of salvation. When the time was fulfilled, the angel Gabriel came down and spoke to Zacharias in the temple, giving the promise about the birth of John the Baptist and saying he will go before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to prepare the ways of the Lord. So this is very important. The New Testament began with the supernatural events taking place right here on earth. Even when the Savior was to be born, 6 months later, the angel of the Lord came to Mary, announced the birth of the Savior, and Mary was surprised. She said, "I don't know of any man. How can I give birth?" And then came the answer, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you." She was a virgin and said, "How can it be?" And the answer was, "The Holy Spirit will overshadow you, and that which is born of you is of the Holy Spirit and will be called the Son of God." So everything that happens in the plan of salvation is announced ahead of time. And when the time comes, the supernatural takes place on earth. And as we mentioned in the prophet Joel chapter 2, we read the prophecy. God himself said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men will see visions. I will pour out my spirit upon sons and daughters, upon servants and handmaids. And when the day of Pentecost came, it happened. And the Apostle Peter could say, this is that which God promised by the prophet Joel. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So we have to understand there is a divine order in the church of the living God. And today, we have so many what we call full gospel churches or charismatic meetings. But where is the promised word of God? Where is the Lord speaking? Not some great person asking who gives $100 and who gives $1,000. I never mentioned money in the 70 years that I'm serving God. I only preached the word of God. So in the days, right at the beginning, when the Lord had paid the price, when he shed his blood at the cross of Calvary, he paid the price. He redeemed us. And what he said in Matthew 26 is valid today. He said, this is my blood, the blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the forgiveness of sins. First, we must come to the Lord and repent of our sins and have our sins forgiven. It is absolutely important that we come back to the Bible pattern and see what the Lord has done at the beginning and what he's doing today. So that is very, very important. And by the grace of God, beloved brothers and sisters, today we shall not just think about the time when the Holy Ghost fell, but we shall, by the grace of God, check ourselves. Where do we stand? Have we had our personal experiences with the Lord? Are we born again? Are we renewed by the Holy Spirit? In the Old Testament prophets, in Jeremiah, the Lord said, I will make a new covenant. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit. Not a new religion, a new heart and a new spirit. So by the grace of God, at the return of Christ, our body will be changed. But before our body can be changed, our soul must be changed. The inside must change first before the outside can be changed. So it's so very important to have the true experiences of salvation, right to the receiving of the Holy Spirit, and that's not enough. According to Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, we must be sealed by the Holy Spirit for the day of our bodily redemption. When the Lord returns to take us home to glory and coming back to the day of Pentecost, beloved brothers and sisters, if you have received a new heart, true forgiveness of sins, reconciliation with God, if you know the Lord personally, then you can be baptized. As it says in the first sermon, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So if you go back to the day of Pentecost, before the 120 spoke in new tongues, you must read Acts chapter 2. When the Holy Spirit fell, cloven tongues of fire, cloven tongues of fire appeared for each one of them. They could not speak in the Holy Spirit with the old tongue. The old tongue had to be purified, sanctified by the power of God, by the fire of God. That's why the John said, I baptize you in water, but he that comes after me, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The purification of our tongue must be first before you can speak in other tongues. Beloved, we have to come back to the original teachings of the Word of God. I'm a missionary. I've been to 165 countries in the past 55 years, just traveling and traveling all my life to serve the Lord. And I know a little about the things which are going on earth. Now, we have 550 million Pentecostal charismatic people on earth. 550 million. But they all speak with their old tongues. They all remain in their own denomination, in their own traditional teachings, which are not in agreement with the Word of God. But now the time has come, and this is God's time for God's people to be honest, and prepare for the return of Christ. In Matthew 25, we read, those that were ready went in to the marriage, and the door was closed. The message was, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Why bridegroom? Why? Because there is a bride. In Revelation 19, verse 7, the Bible says, and his bride has made herself ready. And in Revelation 21, after the marriage, you can read, and his bride, and then his wife. After the marriage supper, she will be the wife, but before, she is the bride, like it is in the natural. But here is the point. If you have a bride, you must have met her personally. You cannot not just think, well, I'm now engaged and I have a bride somewhere. every man knows his bride, and Jesus Christ knows his bride. There must be a heart relationship between you, if you are the bride, and between the bridegroom. Beloved, I repeat, this is God's time to take things seriously, because my ministry is directly ordained of God. I cannot make a compromise, never. And I preach in many different churches. One time in South Africa, I even preached in a Roman Catholic church after the morning mass. I preached in Methodist churches, Baptist churches. I preached all over the world. I preached in all Islamic countries, in Cairo, in Damascus, in Aleppo. I preached everywhere. But I never involved in politics and never in religion. I just preach the whole counsel of God, letting God's people know that this is the time to prepare for the return of Christ. And by the grace of God, beloved, I say this with humility, that the Lord himself called me directly with an audible voice on April the 2nd, 1962. As you hear my voice from up, but from the right came the voice of the Lord. My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. That is just as true as every word in this Bible. So I have a direct divine commission to go from city to city, from country to country, from continent to continent, to preach the eternal word of God, not adding, not taking away, but just saying what God has said in his word. So, beloved, we must understand that now, before the second coming of Christ. Do you all believe in the second coming of Christ? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. So before 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 51 can be fulfilled, when the Lord will come and the dead in Christ will rise first, and also in 1 Thessalonians 4 from verse 13, the Lord himself will come, not the teaching, he himself. He went up bodily and he will return bodily, and we shall be changed in our bodies, and together we shall be taken to glory and be with the Lord forever and ever. That is what the word of God teaches. So this is calling out time. This is preparation time, correction time. God corrects us. God brings us back to his holy word. Just to give you two examples, we all know the churches believe in a triune God. They say the Father is eternal, the Son is eternal, the Holy Ghost is eternal, the Father is almighty, the Son is almighty, the Holy Ghost is almighty. Such a God does not exist. There's only one God. One God from eternity to eternity. But for our salvation, to place us back as sons and daughters of God into our original possession. He made the promise that the Son would be born. And according to Galatians chapter 4, verse 4, we were placed again through the Son of God as sons and daughters of God into our original position that we lost through Adam. We were placed back again, born again, true sons and daughters of Almighty God. So Jesus Christ became the firstborn among many brothers. As it is written in Psalms 89, I will make him the firstborn among many brothers. All the prophecies from the Old Testament were fulfilled. And if you read in Luke, especially Luke chapter 2, verse 11, today Christ, the Lord, not the second person, the same Lord that spoke all things into existence. And you have to read Colossians chapter 1 from verse 15. But please continue to read on. You know, by the grace of God, I know the Lord personally. I heard his voice. His word was entrusted to me. I know what I'm talking about. I know in whom I have believed. And coming back quickly to the tongue, as you know, in the Garden of Eden, before the act took place with the serpent and with Eve and with Adam and Eve, the tongue was used. The serpent came and talked to Eve. Did God really say? Putting doubts behind what God had said, adding one word. If you read Genesis chapter 2 and then Genesis chapter 3, only one word was added by the serpent. In Genesis chapter 3, in comparison to Genesis chapter 2, it's even today. First, the Satan comes and blah, blah. Yes? And people hear what he has to say. Please remember, 7 times it says in Revelation chapter 2 and 3, whosoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. Not what a clergyman says or a bishop says, but what the Spirit says. And the same Holy Spirit that was upon the prophets, upon the apostles, the same Holy Spirit is upon us today. And we must watch and know who is talking to us. Is the enemy talking, putting doubts? Did God really mean? Is it really the truth? Is it like this? Forget it. Reject Satan and believe God forever and ever. Because every word is the truth and we believe every word. Then it is also so very important not to stay on one scripture. For instance, if you read Matthew 28:19, all have misunderstood. All clergymen, all pastors, all bishops misunderstood. And they made from Matthew 28, where the Great Commission was given, they made a formula. And they baptized people in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Never for the first 300 years any person was baptized different than in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But from the year 321 to the year 325, the bishops came together in Nicaea, and they were discussing about the Trinity, Yes, and then they made the formula by misunderstanding. So by the grace of God, you have to go from Matthew, where it says, baptizing them into the name. Before I can baptize into the name, I must know the name. If I don't know the name, I cannot baptize into the name. So with Matthew 28, you go to Mark 16, where the Lord also gave the Great Commission. And then you take Matthew 28, Mark 16, and go to the day of Pentecost. And here is the mystery. They that speak with their own old tongue, they say, Jesus said, in Matthew, Jesus said, Jesus said. But if you go to Acts chapter 2, to Acts chapter 8, to Acts chapter 10, to Acts chapter 19, to Romans chapter 6, if you go to all the Bible references, every person in Bible days was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by divine revelation, they understood that the same God manifested himself as our Father in heaven, in his only begotten Son on earth, and in the church by the Holy Spirit. Three manifestations to accomplish his own plan of salvation. And by the grace of God, we understand that now we must be brought back to the very beginning, to the absolute foundation laid 2,000 years ago. We don't go back 300 years or 400 or 500. We go back 2,000 years ago, because the Apostle Paul said, I laid the foundation, and it was laid by the apostles and prophets, and Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. So all who were baptized in the formula, in the Trinity formula, must be rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I tell this because it's my own experience. In 1948, I was baptized in a Baptist church by immersion in the formula. But the moment I heard Brother Branham speak about the true baptism in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we as brethren went to the river and were rebaptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I repeat, they who speak with their old and own tongue, they repeat Matthew 28, they repeat Mark 16, but they never go to Acts chapter 2. Because in Acts chapter 2, the tongues were sanctified, purified by the holy fire of God. And the Apostle Peter spoke under the direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to confirm the remission of your sins. In baptism, we show that we have received Christ as our Savior. And when the Lord baptizes us with the Holy Spirit, it shows He has received us. We have received the adoption as sons and daughters of God, even our Lord and Savior. He was born the Son of God. But if you go to Matthew 3, verse 17, when John the Baptist had baptized our Lord and Savior, the glory of God came down and the voice was heard, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And then if you go to Matthew 17, the disciples joined our Lord on Mount Transfiguration. And beloved, the supernatural cloud came down, and from the supernatural light, these words were heard, "This is my beloved Son, hear ye him." Here you've got the two things. In Matthew 3, 17, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." In Matthew 17, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." These three words are so important. Don't hear anybody. Hear Jesus Christ. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hear ye him. No one else. Hear ye him. And then when the disciples came down from the mountain, they were asking our Lord in verse 10, "Why do the scribes say that Elijah must first come?" And in verse 11, thanks be to the living God. In verse 11, our Lord gave the answer, "Truly Elijah shall first come and restore all things." Beloved, you have to know these two things. At the first coming of Christ, the prophecy from Malachi chapter 3, verse 1 was fulfilled. "I will send my messenger before my face to prepare my way before my." That scripture was fulfilled. You can read it in Matthew, in Mark, in Luke. The testimonies are there. But if you read the second promise in Malachi chapter 4, "I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." If you want to know what the day of the Lord is, you have to read Isaiah chapter 13. You have to read Joel chapter 2. You have to read 2 Peter chapter 3. The day of the Lord will burn like an oven. The judgment will fall upon the earth when the day of the Lord comes. And if you go to Revelation chapter 8, verse 12, sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood when the day of the Lord will be. And here is a secret. In the first sermon on the day of Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, verse 20, the Apostle Peter said, "Sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and notable day of the Lord comes." Imagine, in the first sermon 2,000 years ago, under the direct inspiration of the Holy Spirit. The man of God said, sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood. And you go to Joel chapter 2, sun will turn into darkness and the moon into blood. But that will be right after the time of grace, the day of salvation is over and the rapture has taken place. Then the day of the Lord will be, the judgments will come upon the earth. But here, let me say this in closing. This is the most important prophecy for us, that God will send somebody like the prophet Elijah before that day comes. So at the time of the day of grace, 2 Corinthians chapter 6, this is the day of salvation. This is the time of grace. So at the end of the time of grace, before sun turns into darkness, before moon turns into blood, God said, I will send you the prophet Elijah to restore all things. Do you believe it? Say amen. That was not loud enough.
Amen.
God bless you. This is our promise. And what did Brother Branham do? He came in the power of Almighty God. I was in his meetings in Germany and in the USA. I'm an eyewitness. I'm an ear witness. The blind received their sight. The cripples walked. The same ministry our Lord had repeated in our time. But here is the main purpose. Just like Elijah gathered all of Israel who had scattered on the mountains of Ephraim, some following the Baal priest, some the Asherah priest, moving into different directions. And then the divine commission was given to Elijah the prophet. Gather my people on Mount Carmel. So all the Israelites from all over the place came together. And then what did he do? He took the 12 stones, rebuilt the altar of the Lord according to the 12 tribes. And then he put the sacrifice on the altar. And then he poured water upon the sacrifice. And then he said, how long will you go this way and that way? If the Lord is God, follow him. And then he prayed, Lord God, let it be known today that you are the only true God in Israel, and I'm your servant, and that I have done all this according to your word. Then the fire fell, the sacrifice and the altar were consumed. So by the grace of God, our beloved Brother Branham had the divine commission to bring us back to the old foundation, to take the doctrines of the 12 apostles, to place everything where it should be and where it was right at the beginning of the time of grace. So now, before the second coming of Christ, our Lord has sent his servants and prophets. And let me repeat, before sun turns into darkness and the moon into blood. So this is God's time for God's people to recognize the promised word of God for this day. Take part in what God is doing right now. Don't play religion. Don't speak with your old tongue, but come in the presence of the Lord. Receive the true baptism by the Holy Ghost and fire, that the words of God will be spoken by your lips in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we shall be prepared to meet the Lord when he returns. In closing, let me tell you, I had a number of experiences, but I've seen the rapture. Beloved brothers and sisters, it was one of the wonderful experiences the Lord gave me. You'll never ask for such an experience. But it was on January in 1981. I'd been to Western African countries, Nigeria, Ghana, and so on. And I got malaria tropica. And that's deadly. When I returned, I was taken to the hospital, and the doctors have given me up. They said there's nothing that can be done. The red blood is being destroyed. There's no chance to live, no blood transfusion, nothing can be done. It's too late. We must tell you this. And then, of course, the next day, I was taken to the room where people die. There were many cabins, a curtain here and a curtain here, and I was pushed into one of those cabins. I could not speak anymore. I could not move anymore. But I wanted to say these words, "Dear Lord, how do I stand in your presence?" And just then, I was taken out of this body under the blue sky. And when I looked to my right, I saw the white-dressed multitude. The white-dressed multitude which no one can number. And in that dimension, you can see right into eternity. It was just wonderful. And all were young, about 17, 18. Beloved, in the resurrection, there will be no trace of sin, no trace of sickness, no trace of old age. Nothing, nothing, nothing. It will be like the prophet Job said in the Old Testament, chapter 33, verse 25, we shall be placed back again into the days of our youth. And we shall never grow old, never. There will be no more time. We'll be in eternity forever and ever. Are you preparing? Are you getting ready? Do you expect the Lord to return in our time? This is the day the Lord has made for you. Take it as from God that we made the trip to speak to you here today. You must have found grace in the sight of God for us to be here today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to inform you by God's holy word about the plan of salvation, about the promise for this day, and about what God has done in our time. And we can say, Maranatha, so come, Lord Jesus. And I want you to be ready when the Lord returns. May God bless you. How many wish to rededicate their lives to the Lord? Let us stand for a word of prayer. Let us stand. Maybe there are some here who never really dedicated their life to the Lord. Others would rededicate their life to the Lord. Beloved, this is the day the Lord has made for you. And as we've shared the word of God, the bride hears what the bridegroom says, and all who are of God hear the words of God. And our Lord said, as the Father has sent me, so send I you. And he also said, if I will send somebody and you receive him, then you receive me. We're here in the name of the Lord, not to waste your time, not to waste our time, but to share God's holy word with you and tell you this is the time, the most important time in the 2,000 years of the history of the New Testament church. And whosoever has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. We bow our heads and we shall pray together. But before we pray, let me ask if there are those who wish to be remembered in prayer. Just let's raise our hands. Just let's raise our hands. Dear Lord, the word of God was shared with this group of people. Lord God, I believe with all my heart that there are elect who receive the message of the hour, the promise for this day, who believe you. And I pray that every tongue will be purified by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And that every heart will be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. And that we shall speak the words of God in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Be blessed with the blessings of Almighty God. Amen. Get ready, be prepared for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. Again, he that has an ear, let him hear and receive and believe the word and the promises for this day. Dear Lord, I commit the whole congregation to you, and I believe you have ordained this day for us to be here, to have part in hearing the word of God, and to receive and to believe what you have promised and what you do, finally do, before your return. And we thank you, dear Lord, that you will send the former and the latter rain. Amen. Together upon the seed that was sown. And dear Lord, we've only sown the seed of the word of God, and the rain will fall and the wheat will come to maturity, and you will come and take us home to glory. Blessed and holy are those who will have part in the first resurrection and in the rapture.
Hallelujah.
May God grant it to all of you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. You may be seated. Our brother.
I want to rededicate.
Yes.
My life, ministry together with my elders.
Yes.
Can I call them?
The what?
Can I call them here?
The elders?
The elders and me?
Yeah. Let us all stand again. Yes. The brother wants for the elders to be prayed for. And then our brother Tati will give the announcement about addresses and so on. So you are calling whom?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, but go.
Dito, dito. Okay. Ako, at saka yung mga elders, at saka kayo na nakatayo dyan, yung mga elders sa akin anyayahan dito sa harap, let us rededicate our life and ministry in the Lord.
Yes.
And Brother Ewell Frank will pray for us.
Yes.
Well,
why doesn't the whole congregation come off to the front? Just come here. Just come here. Just come here. Okay. Just come here.
We shall pray together.
Not only the ministries, but the whole congregation. The whole congregation. So here, Brother Cornelius, and we shall pray together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Where are you, brother?
Brother David, Brother David, come over, please.
Lord God, we approach the throne of grace in the name of Jesus Christ. And as our beloved brother was asking for prayer, as he wishes to rededicate his life for the service of Almighty God, who has your blessings upon him, upon all the brethren who share the word of God. Dear Lord, may the blessings of Almighty God come upon all of you, upon the whole congregation. Receive it, believe it, and it's yours forever and ever. If somebody wants to lay on the hands, may the blessings of Almighty God rest upon you, in your soul, spirit, and body. Be blessed in Jesus' holy name. All of you. If I don't lay hands upon you, the Lord has laid his hands upon you. I repeat, this is the day the Lord has made for you. You are not here in vain. God has a purpose to bring you here and to bring us here. God has a purpose, and he will fulfill his purpose. No, Brother Chatham will just give some announcements. Just a moment.
My beloved brothers and sisters, what we heard today, you can have access to all these things every month. On the first weekend of every month, Brother Frank holds meeting from Krefeld in Germany. These meetings can be followed online on internet, and also if we can have your addresses, we can send you literatures, also DVDs or CDs. This ministry, what is saying now to the Spirit of God, can help you to grow spiritually. It's a daily bread that we have to eat, so feel free to give us your addresses, and we can give you also, Brother David knows, the website every month. For example, next month, the meeting will be on 6th and 7th July. It's online on internet, translated in 15 languages, and in English as well. We all need such blessings. The such meetings we had today, we have it every month. So please give us your addresses, then we shall send you all you need. God bless you richly, and we hope to hear from you very soon. God bless you. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. As your servant has said in your name, we do not only celebrate the Pentecost experience, but we want to have this experience. Bless our brothers and sisters. Bless us all together, that we may walk in the same steps, that the church be led by the Holy Spirit, but the church be clothed with the righteousness of God, that the church be ready when you return. We pray for the church here in Manila. We pray for Philippines. We pray for our brother who are leading, who are responsible of the churches. Bless them. Give them wisdom. Give them the food that they need so that the flock of God be fed and be grown spiritually. We ask it with faith that you grant it to us in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Everybody says amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Everybody says hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.